You can go in now.
Thank you very much. Hello, Mr. Zamani.
Hello, hello. Pleasure to meet you. How are you doing? You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Please, please, sit down. I beg your pardon. Hello? All right, I got it. Don't worry about it. At your service.
I'm sure you've been told who I am.
Well, yes.
So tell me, what happened exactly?
Well, they said your car was damaged. We have to let the youngsters experience new things. But of course, it's the grown-ups who have to pay for it all, isn't it? How much?
You mean you're not concerned about the situation at all? And you want to just brush it all aside with a check?
I beg your pardon. My daughter is at fault. She made a mistake. Please tell me how much.
What?
The cost of repairing your car.
Sir, I did not come here for compensation.
So what for?
What for? It's amazing. Tell me, have you even asked your daughter where she was that day?
Listen to me, sir. I got to the police station a few minutes after you left, and I know exactly what went on.
So it seems it's of no importance to you.
Well, what do you mean, anyway?
Nothing. Please forgive me, sir.
Sir, if you go out that door, I won't give you any compensation.
I feel sorry for you. You should be given a medal for Father of the Year.
Well, what medal should you be given? A medal for good character? Decent conduct? It looks like we've switched places. It is I who should be complaining, sir. It was your son who took my daughter on the road to the north.
I wish you'd go ahead and do that. My business here is done.
Wait. Don't jump to conclusions. My wife and I have been divorced for 2 years. She only thought about herself. She did whatever she could to get a divorce, so eventually I divorced her. Before the month was out, she boarded a plane and left me. She wanted the kids, but I couldn't allow it. And now it's just me and my two girls.
So you're afraid of losing your daughters, are you? And that's why you let them do what they want?
You are jumping to conclusions again. Tell me, what attitude did you take with your son?
Well, at least I showed him I was very unhappy with him.
That's good. Unhappy. A year ago, my older daughter Shahida got to know a boy. He didn't come from a decent family. He said he was in love with my daughter. I knew he was lying, of course. I didn't go along with it. But it was no use. As you said, perhaps I was frightened of losing her. One morning, she came to me and asked for 10 million tomans. I knew it was for the boy. She said she wanted to invest in a project. She said it was a Ponzi scheme, and a year went by, but I heard nothing of the money or the interest.
So?
Well, naturally, I threatened to sue him.
He paid back?
He paid it back 2 months ago and proposed to my daughter. That day, they went out without my permission, and they had that accident, and you know the rest, don't you?
And may I ask this boy's name, please?
Sasan.
Hello.
Hey, Uncle.
Hi, son. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Mom called and said you weren't in the shop.
Yeah, I had something to do.
Okay, have a seat and I'll pour you a cup of tea.
No. Don't bother. Sit down. I want to speak to you for a few minutes. Sit down. Huh? Son, tell me, what do you know about Sasan? I mean, what he does for a living, what business he's involved in.
He works in a boutique, it seems. He has a partnership with a young woman.
No, apart from that.
Last year, he invested in a Ponzi scheme. But the thing is, the company turned out to be a scam, and he lost everything he had. And he asked me to give him some money, but I didn't.
And what else?
Well, many people complained about him.
But he paid off all his debts, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
Nothing. I've got some pain in my neck.
Have you taken your pills?
Nah.
But why? Today I went to see Sasan. He promised to never have anything more to do with Saeed.
He's lying.
Okay, then I'll ask Saeed not to go see Sasan. They're kids. They'll learn bad things from each other.
Sasan has tricked Saeed. He's given all the money that I gave him to Sasan.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Nima, did you call Saeed?
Yeah, but he didn't answer.
So where has he gone?
I don't know, Mom. Perhaps he knows what's waiting for him, and that's why he hasn't come home.
I hope he comes home and says none of it's true.
Well, from what Uncle said, I probably doubt it.
Nima, Zora can't know anything about this.
She already knows.
She knows? Why did you tell her?
Mom, Zora's my wife. She comes and goes, and she realizes there's a conflict between Mohsen and Saeed.
Is there anything I can do to help, Mom?
No thanks, my dear.
But after dinner, you have a cookery class. Your cooking has to become as good as my mom's.
Okay.
Nima, my dear, don't tease her. I'm sure Zora's cooking is better than mine. Here, dear, you can take these. Nima, ring Uncle Mohsen and tell him dinner is ready.
Okay, Mom.
Please help yourselves.
Wow, Mom, you've gone to so much trouble.
No, it's nothing.
Auntie, you say this is nothing? Thank you so much.
Enjoy it.
But what about Saeed?
He'll be here soon.
Uncle, let me pour you out some soup.
Thank you very much, son.
Mom says dinner is ready now.
Okay, we'll just finish talking and come. Right. What were you saying?
You were supposed to tell me what to do.
I can only tell you what you should not do, Saeed. Saeed, my boy, it is not right that you and your father go on arguing.
You're right, but he doesn't believe anything that I say.
Saeed, it's not really like that. You have to understand your father's type. He does not fight with logic.
Uncle, your brother's logic is that he's always right. He doesn't listen to anything anyone else says. God forbid if we do something he doesn't like. We're nothing but sinners. He makes our lives hell.
Hang on, Saeed. You've made many mistakes.
I agree, Uncle. Okay, so I've made some mistakes. But does he have to humiliate me?
I didn't say that. Every mistake has its own consequences. Allow me a chance to speak with your father. Believe me, Saeed, I know my brother very well.
Uncle, I only want one thing.
That your father gives you money and facilities, but leaves you alone and never asks for accountability? What I am saying, Saeed, it is not possible.
Uncle?
Is that it?
Here.
Let me see.
Thank you.
Have an apple. trouble. Look, these are really simple.
Thank you, dear.
Ask me the hard ones, and ask Auntie Zora the easy ones.
Bro, did you know Zora got close to 100 in her pre-university exam?
Oh, really? Very good, well done.
So where are you having problems, Vahid?
With this question.
Yes, I see.
Well, I think I'll go upstairs now.
But you haven't finished drinking your tea yet.
No, I don't feel like it now.
So, let me come with you?
What are you worried about? I've left him to his own devices. I just want to ask him a question. It's better if Vahid stays here.
Okay.
Saeed.
Hello.
Hello. Everyone was waiting for you for dinner. Where were you?
I had some things to do.
Come here, let's talk.
Can't we leave it for another time?
No, right now.
Yes.
About 2 months ago, you received some money from me. What you said was that you wanted to start a business up with one of your friends. And I asked you what kind of business, and you didn't explain.
I did explain, but you've forgotten. Could I ask you a question now?
I haven't finished what I was saying.
I went to see Uncle Reza.
Don't change the subject.
He doesn't think like you.
What do you mean?
I mean it wasn't right for you to go to Mr. Zamani's company and humiliate her.
I did not humiliate anyone.
You did. You not only humiliated me, but also that poor girl. And because? Because you didn't trust me. I told you, I'd only just met her, and I don't want to continue seeing her.
Wait. Are you running away now?
Running away? I have nothing more to say.
But I do. I want you to tell me about your business.
I told you.
Tell me again. I want to hear about it. Look, Saeed, I gave you that money because you said that I didn't believe in you, and you wanted a chance to prove yourself. I may have been conflicted, but I gave it to you anyway.
Uh-huh. So you want your money, is that it?
I want the truth. What did you do with the money?
I gave it to my friend. We're partners.
What friend? What business?
What does it matter?
It makes a big difference to me.
Father, you lent me some money, and I will pay you back.
You're repeating what you said before. Very well. Let's get going then.
Where to?
Well, it's obvious. To meet your friend. The guy you gave all your money to. I remember you said something about an orchard, farming, and things like that.
It's on the other side of Rue de Haine. It's not the time for it.
So it's the other side of Rue de Haine. What does that matter?
It matters to me.
Mm-hmm. So you're making excuses now, huh? Listen here, son. I don't have the patience for these games. I would like to get to the bottom of this tonight.
Uncle Reza, where are you to see this?
What do you mean?
To believe me when I say that you and I can't talk to each other.
If you want to talk, then go ahead. Tell me what you want to say. I'll listen.
Truth is, I don't like this kind of life.
Why?
Because we don't think in the same way. Because I don't like this miserable way of living.
This miserable life? What do you mean by miserable?
It's clear what I mean.
So tell me. So I know what you mean.
When instead of feeling happy, you have to think about what you haven't got from morning till night. That's a miserable life. When you see people buying cars and houses for their kids and you have to answer to your dad for the chicken feed that you're given every day, that's misery.
Enough. That's enough. You say whatever comes into your head. What misery you have. When did I shirk my responsibilities?
Leave it. When I say we can't talk to each other, this is what I mean.
Get back here. I want you to know the price of misery. How much do you think Vahid's private school and your school cost every year? You think money grows on trees, huh? You and Vahid's minor expenses and cab fares. Mobile bills and other living expenses and pocket money. That's not cheap, you know. So you can talk the talk, but can you walk the walk? This life isn't as easy as you think it is, huh? I wish you could bring just one penny. Just one penny into this house and then talk to me. Talk to me about misery.
I wish you would let me.
And what truth exactly are you running away from all the time?
The truth, the truth. That's what I'm running from.
What's the truth? This is a truth. The friend you're talking about is no one but Sasan.
Why is it? Whatever happens, you say Sasan. You worry about Sasan morning to night. Who is Sasan? He's just a youngster like all the others.
To me, he's not like the rest of them. I lived with him. And I know this guy!
So, I lived with him too, okay? But I don't think the same way as you.
That's the problem here.
I'm sorry, but I can't solve your problems.
Listen, Saeed. The answer to my question is one word. Did you give money to Sasan or not? That's it.
Yes, I did. Are you satisfied?
So you lied to me.
No, Father, I didn't. I just didn't tell you his name.
Why? Why did you speak of farming and orchards and flowers and plants, huh?
It didn't take off.
It didn't. As easy as that. Only a few days ago, you kept asking for the car so you could drop in on your farming friend. And the last time was only a couple of days ago, and you got into an accident.
Father, we've spoken more than enough about that accident. Just leave it.
Enough! Enough, Saeed! Why do you pretend to be so oblivious to everything?
Okay, I gave the money to Sasan, and when the time's right, I'll get it back.
Now's the time! Enough, I said!
But why?
Because that boy doesn't believe in anything but himself and his ideas. No decent work or way of living, no wrong, no right, nothing!
But ours is a business relationship, which is sound.
A business relationship?
Yes. He's given me the interest on my money, the same money I gave you as an installment.
So that was the interest on that money?
200,000 tumans per month for 2 months.
But I really didn't touch that money. Because I was in doubt. And I didn't know where it came from.
Now you can feel at ease. You know it was some of the money that I owed you.
No. No. I can't think like that. I just can't. Because where money comes from is important to me.
Who says it's dirty money?
God says so!
So I guess I'm a godless atheist like Sasan, right?
You are heedless! Ignorant! You don't know what you're doing! This is not my reasoning! It's God's law! Saeed, as I said, enough of this already!
Brother, what's going on? You're so loud, people can hear you in the street.
Go after him.
Where are you going, Saeed?
I'm going into the garden for some fresh air.
Nima, you should do something.
I'd rather not get involved.
But why?
You don't know Sasan or Said. They don't like anyone interfering in their business, especially me.
Well, at least your mom should do something.
Yeah, he has respect for my mom. But the problem is that mom doesn't have the same opinion as Uncle Mohsen about Sasan.
Said. This is the money that Sasan gave you as interest. Tomorrow give it back to him and get the borrowed money.
We have an agreement.
Then cancel the agreement.
Our agreement is for a year.
I'll be waiting for you tomorrow. Come to the shop before 4 o'clock, even if you have to come back empty-handed.
Another type of stone is granite, which is formed in volcanoes, and this kind of rock, by nature, is rich in carbon, and because of this, in modern agriculture, earth from the volcanoes always comes right out of...
Said. You were saying something about a volcano erupting?
Is Cupid distracting you, son?
I'm sorry.
You know, I agree with Mr. Rafi.
About what?
You're in love.
Love? I so wish. I'm so down on my luck, there's no time for love.
Listen to me, Said. If you don't take it as interfering, I will say I know what your problem is.
Really? Tell me then, what's my problem?
Sometimes I think to myself, if my father was alive, would I have the same kind of problems or not?
Did you come to a conclusion?
Yeah, sure. I decided the conflicts you're experiencing are some of the most common things in anyone's life.
Well, Don, you're right about me. But as far as being common, neither me nor my father agree with you.
Look, my mother and I are just the same. In some things, we don't even see eye to eye at all.
Like what?
For example, work, my field of study, even when it comes to marrying the girl that I love.
So then, who has the last word?
Well, sometimes she wins, and sometimes I manage to persuade her that I'm right.
I presume that in regarding to marriage... She goes and finds a girl that she likes, and then you have to agree with her, am I right?
No. That's one of the issues I put my foot down about and won.
Good for you. And who is it? A girl in uni?
You know her.
Is she second year?
When it's time, you'll be the first to know. But you're going to have to help me out, okay?
Help you out? I need someone to help me out.
For a while, I'll have to live with my mother, you know. Until I can find a good job. I can't do anything until then.
With money, everything falls into place.
I do have some savings, but you know money isn't everything.
Look, if you have money, all you need is the heart of a lion and a sprinkle of stupidity.
A bit of craziness, too.
Exactly. Or a family who are always there for you and that always support you.
You forgot the most important things.
Okay, and what are they?
You have to have two things together. To be realistic and have faith.
Just like my father.
Like your dad?
Yeah, the way you talk. You need to translate everything he says too.
Well, let me translate it for you. Being realistic is having your eyes wide open to help make the right decision in choosing your partner. For the rest, you just have to work hard and trust in God.
Religious talk, great, just like my father.
You are comparing me with your dad? Your father is a great man, Said. I heard that he was fighting on the front line throughout most of the war. I've been speaking the whole time. Tell me some about your problem.
The problem isn't me. It's my father.
Your dad?
Yeah, how can I say? I have to give him some money.
You have to give him some money? But why?
Because he needs it.
Really?
Desperately.
Hi.
Hello.
The front door was open, so I came on up.
The caretaker gets paid for doing nothing.
I called you on your mobile a few times, but you didn't answer.
You're here so early, you might as well have brought me breakfast.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning. You're still asleep?
If you want a cup of tea, just plug the kettle in.
I've been thinking about you the past few days.
As it happens, your mom said the same thing yesterday. I must be very lucky that the pair of you do nothing but think about me all day.
We've been talking about you since the day of the accident.
Do me a favor, when you pray, pray for me too, will you? If people get a turn at being saved by God, surely it's my turn too. Isn't that what our mom Marzia said?
But she didn't tell you this. Uncle Mohsen and Said had a big argument.
Uh-huh. Well, look, I'm very busy at the moment, but I promise that the first chance I get, I'll come and mediate a truce, all right?
This time it was over money. You know, the money you got off Said.
What money?
Don't act all innocent. Uncle Mohsen knows all about it. Sasan, you have to pay back any money you got from him.
Please excuse me, but I had no idea you were Said's legal advisor, too.
Did you sign some kind of agreement?
Oh, yeah, I told Said to send you a copy, but he must have forgotten or something.
I think the caretaker's woken up.
Hello? Speak of the devil, it's Said.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll go.
No, not on your life. I insist. Your client has just arrived. Come on.
Listen to me, Sisan. You know that Said doesn't have any money. He made an excuse and got this money off his father.
It's nothing to do with you.
No, it isn't. But it has a lot to do with Uncle Mohsen.
This is between me and Said.
I wonder how many other people have given you their money. Because I very much doubt the money that paid for this apartment and your car came from the boutique.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
So are you sure there's no one else left you want to tell, huh?
About what?
Nothing. Your lawyer's questioning me.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Well then, anything else?
Yeah, sure. Please tell me what I have to do again, because I didn't quite understand.
I think you understood exactly what I meant.
Wait a minute, Nima. What are you doing here?
He dropped in on his brother to advise him to give you your money back.
My money? What money?
This guy doesn't sit around doing nothing. He listens to the father and son arguing and then goes off to put it all right again. He does it out of pity, you know? He just doesn't want to undermine you.
That's enough, Sasan. I know very well what you said to Said. Just what you told me last year. Didn't he say that your investment would double within a year? That it was risk-free, no loss involved, record profit?
Yeah, but what's it to you?
You're making a big mistake.
He's right, Said. Be careful not to fall for that.
Listen, Said.
No, you listen. Whatever happened between me and my dad is our business. And why you and Aunt are temporarily living with us is between my dad and my aunt. And any business between me and Sasan is our business. I'm sorry, but I just don't understand what any of this has to do with you.
Do you know how much debt Sasan has? Do you know how much money he lost last year? How many people made complaints about him?
Well done. You know about everything, don't you?
Could you please stop worrying about me?
Okay?
Do me a favor. Don't try to be my big brother.
Be careful that you don't waste the money Saeed's dad gave to you.
What is it? It's true, isn't it? Don't forget, whatever you have now is thanks to my dad.
Oh, I'll be grateful to him. Just like I'll never ever forget that he tried to encourage you to work, but that requires backbone, which apparently you haven't got.
Yeah, I haven't got the backbone for grafting. Beat it.
Can't you two speak civilly to each other?
Leave it, would ya? He said whatever happens, I want the money by 4 o'clock. I told him the contract was for a year.
I'm glad you remembered.
He said he doesn't give a damn about the contract, he wants his money.
Tell him when the time comes. When is that?
I know, at the end of the year.
Well done. But I wouldn't like to be in your shoes.
Why would you think I want to run away from that house?
If you want to, you can. It's been a while since Nima's been here. He was green with envy. You know, he kept saying, how did you get the car, the house, the boutique? Why do you look so worried? Do you want me to get your money together and call it a day?
No, what are you talking about?
Hello. Hello, brother. Oh, I'm fine, thank God. Yes. Saeed told me that he'd been to see you.
Hello, Uncle. Come in.
Hello, dear. Is Nima home?
Yes, he's here.
Hello, Uncle.
Hello, you.
Hello, brother.
Hello, sister.
Did you just get here?
What happened to your face?
Nothing. I just told Mom. I slipped in the shop and I hit my face on the shelves.
Okay. I want the address of Sasan's boutique and your car keys.
Why do you want Sasan's address?
Well, I want to go find him.
But what do you want to see him for?
Saeed was supposed to come to the shop at 4, either with the money or news. Unfortunately, he didn't come, and now I have to go there myself.
I just spoke to him today, Uncle.
So you had a fight, huh?
No, I told you what happened.
No, he's lying, Uncle. Saeed did that.
Joy.
Saeed. Saeed did it? Let me see it.
No, Uncle. It was just a dumb accident. Saeed didn't mean for this to happen.
Brother, don't let on to Saeed that you know.
Give me Sasan's address, please.
Give me the car keys. Saeed's dad is here.
Saeed's dad?
Oh, I'm glad. I want to speak to him.
Don't be stupid. No fight here now. What's he here for?
He wants to see me.
So you know why he's here?
Just tell him you haven't seen me and you don't know when he'll be back, all right?
Sasan!
I'll explain everything later.
If he puts one foot in that door, I'll give him a mouthful. Leave now. I don't want him to see you here.
Why? As if I'm frightened of him.
Just do what I say.
Thank you. Sasan.
Hello, Mr. Karimi.
Hello. You aren't in a hurry, are you?
Hurry? No, I've got something to do, but it's not very important.
Aha. I'm sorry, but I thought you were running away from me for a second there.
Running away? Come on, why would I run away?
Well, because of the money that Said gave you. You've had it for a couple of months, and I need it. I thought maybe he felt he couldn't come and tell you, so I decided to come myself. You understand.
What money?
Don't deny it now. Said's told me everything.
We have an agreement.
It's over. Any kind of agreement or investment, whatever's between you two, is now over.
Well, as you know, with the way the market is these days, getting that much cash together is a bit difficult.
You'd better have the money.
Just give me some time.
Time? How soon?
1 or 2 months.
1 week. I'm giving you 1 week. I'll be waiting for you on Saturday. Come to the shop and don't make me come after you, because I won't like it at all. Unless you want to kick up a fuss, and we'll have to let everyone know what's going on. You understand what I'm saying? Now you can go. Goodbye.
Said.
Hello.
Hello. Come down and have dinner.
I had something while I was out.
What happened today?
Sorry, Auntie. I haven't had the chance to listen to the news.
Don't act like a child. What happened with Nima today?
Oh, he came and told you. Now you see who's the childish mummy's boy. But turns out it was Nima who came and told on me, am I right?
As it happens, he didn't say anything. He cares for you so much that he won't say what happened today.
Him caring is making trouble.
You are causing trouble with all this thoughtlessness.
What have I said that warrants you speaking to me like this?
You've got a nerve. I don't know what you and Sasan have promised each other that's made you fall out with everybody.
What promise is it? Just don't want everyone interfering in my business, that's all. But anyway, tomorrow I'll give him a written apology, so excuse me.
Mom, I'm asking you to please let this go. There's Zora that can't keep a secret for 2 minutes, and now you.
What's wrong with what I said? Hello, brother.
Hello, Uncle.
Hello.
Dinner's ready.
How's your face?
It's nothing, I'm okay.
Nothing, he says. But if he had hit him in the eye, God knows what would have happened.
We'll be careful from now on.
Has Said come home?
He came back a few minutes ago and went upstairs. Brother, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
I wanted to ask you not to go after Sasan. When I see Farhad, I'll tell him to ask Sasan to give back the money.
That won't be necessary. I spoke to him already. He's gonna have to give the money back.
Really?
He really came there? So what did he say? And then what did you say? Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
I wasn't so sure you would be able to handle it. But you were supposed to come to the shop, even if it was empty-handed. So what happened? Huh? Anyway, I went to see Sasan myself. And he's going to bring the money next week. So don't go right now using the money as an excuse to go see Sasan anymore. Don't go see him anymore. Don't worry, I'll get the money back from him.
Well, what's new?
Apart from the things I said last night, nothing.
Well, I've got some news for you. I want to show you something that'll amaze you.
Give me a break, Sasan. Until I sort this all out, I can't be bothered.
Your father's right to say you have a troubled mind. I didn't say anything about any girls.
Then what? So, what is it that you want to show me?
Hang on.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Mr. Dutch.
Hello.
So what do you think this building would be good for?
I don't know.
A perfume shop, men's clothes, women's clothes, huh?
It's better that we just go and think about our own miserable state before the owner comes back and decides to throw us out of here.
Where are the owners?
Don't give me that. I'm telling you, I'm not in the mood right now.
No, believe me, Saeed. One share is yours to keep. Two shares belongs to yours truly, and three shares to another friend.
Sasan, tell me something that's believable.
Hey, idiot. Why don't you believe me? This property is yours. The contract is in the car.
You mean this shop is yours and mine? No.
Yeah.
You said 50 million.
Now it's worth 100 million. When it's finished, it'll be worth 200.
And then what?
Uh-huh. And then, you remember my friend, right?
The one who has three shares.
Yeah, he's in the construction business. Yeah, some time ago he brought me here and told me all about it. So there are three partners who don't see eye to eye. One of them who's the friend of my friend and wants my friend to find customers for him. And so he gave him the property for less than it's worth.
And you jumped at the chance.
Luckily, my friend needed the money. Look, I didn't even have time to discuss it with you. I got the money from the last person and gave it to him, and so now you and me are partners. So with my money and your 10 million, we have 3 out of 6 shares.
But my name isn't written here.
Nor should it be.
What do you mean?
Well, I suggest you think hard about where you stand.
You mean with my father?
It's up to you.
Then suppose it's all clear.
Then you can either get your money and go, or put your name next to mine and become a shop owner yourself. A bald man goes into a barber shop and everyone laughs at him. He says, "Drop dead. I've come for a drink of water." What's up with you? I've told you how to sort out your problems, didn't I?
Sasan, who can I turn to? I definitely can't tell my aunt. She'll go straight to my father. Anyway, she has so many problems, and Uncle Reza is worse than her. My friends, mates, they're all short of money.
What about that friend? You know, the one in university.
Who, Ali? He's treading water himself.
I thought you said he really admires your dad.
Yeah, so?
So then, we can give it back to him within a month.
I can't fall. افتاده اگه من با خودم سردم تو کاری با دلم کردی که فکرشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمی ترسم اگه گاهی دامون بی اثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری
همه خستیم و میگیری دو کردم این تو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گگه عموم میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه من اونقدر عشق میریزم که برگردی تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر دار که من تو از تو چشماشو یه لحظه